What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 565. In this episode, I'll discuss the available safety and efficacy data of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode565. On December 11th, the FDA granted an emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. A fact sheet for the vaccine is available from the FDA, and I have that linked in the show notes as well. Data from the trial used to support the FDA's decision was made available in the New England Journal of Medicine on December 10th. The trial, which is still ongoing, is a multinational, placebo-controlled, observer-blinded trial. Over 43,000 patients were divided evenly between the vaccine and placebo groups. There were 8 cases of COVID-19 with onset at least 7 days after the second dose among participants assigned to receive the vaccine, and 162 among those assigned to receive placebo. The vaccine overall was 95% effective, and similar vaccine efficacy, generally from 90 to 100%, was observed across subgroups defined by age, sex, race, ethnicity, baseline BMI, and the presence of coexisting conditions. Among 10 cases of severe COVID-19 with onset after the first dose, 9 occurred in placebo recipients and 1 in a vaccine recipient. 2 vaccine recipients and 4 placebo recipients died, the cause of which was judged to be unrelated to the study. There were no COVID-19 related deaths in either group. mRNA vaccines are known for their high incidence of side effects related to systemic reactivity, and this vaccine appears no different. The trial reports side effects differently for patients under 55 and those over 55. Injection pain was reported in over 2/3 of patients and fatigue and headache in over half. There were also very high rates of fatigue and headache reported in the placebo groups, although these were well under half the number in the vaccine group. The most interesting side effect is fever above 38 degrees Celsius. It was more common after the second dose at 16% in recipients under 55 and 11% in those over 55. An editorial that accompanies this study in New England Journal of Medicine generally offers praise for the results but highlights some significant questions that remain, such as what happens to the inevitable large number of recipients who miss their second dose of the vaccine? How long will the vaccine remain effective? Does the vaccine present asymptomatic disease and limit transmission? And what about the groups of people who were not represented in this trial, such as children, pregnant women, and immunocompromised patients of various sorts? In addition, I have information on the storage and handling of the vaccine linked at the bottom of the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode565, as well as the OSHA information on dry ice handling, as this is the vaccine that requires ultra-cold storage. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.